Welcome to the Awakening Podcast Network. Get ready for an inspiring audio from this cutting-edge voice. You can find more podcasts at awakeningpodcasts.com.
You want to go deeper? Get equipped to overcome and walk in God's purpose for your life at Awakening House of Prayer's online campus. You'll experience an online family, preaching, teaching, and prophetic impartation for victorious living. We have over 1,000 members online, hungry for what God is saying and doing in the earth. Visit ahop.online today and join our family. AHOP TV empowers believers with spirit-inspired messages and strategic equipping that accelerates your spiritual growth. You can subscribe to stream weekly content from Awakening House of Prayer, conferences, and other exclusive content to stir your hunger and encourage your heart. Visit us online at ahop.tv.
Did you know that it is absolutely the portion of every single believer in Jesus to have access into heaven, to have encounter in heaven, to have experiences with God in heaven? And that is before you die. That is like while you're still living and breathing in the earth. Well, today's program is just about that. It's about how you can have access into heaven, how you can experience and encounter that heavenly dimension. And with me today, I have a special guest, Dr. Candace Smithman. So awesome to have you. You're all the way from Jackson, Florida, from Freedom Destiny Church. Sorry about that. And also, you are the founder of Dream Mentors Coaching Institute. So awesome to have you with us. And while you're here is you're going to tell us all about encounters into the heavenly dimension. Yeah. And before we have you share some exciting testimony, I want to open up in Revelation chapter 4. I love this scripture because here's John. He's having an encounter. Yes. It says, after these things, I looked and behold a door standing open in heaven. So I can just imagine John there and he's just, you know, in the presence of the Lord, probably maybe worshiping or meditating or something. And all of a sudden he sees this door open in heaven. And the first voice, which I heard, so you can hear sounds coming out of heaven, was like the sound of a trumpet speaking with me. And it said, come up here. Come up here. And that's the call of God for every believer. And of course, we don't have time to unpack that in its fullness with you right now. We have courses that we can lead you to. In fact, Candace, you've got one called Releasing Heaven, a whole CD series with 5 CDs that people can order on your website that's on the screen right now. But I want to hear about your most impacting heavenly encounter.
Oh my goodness. Well, I've had a few. But the most impactful one was the very first time, and I feel quite like John because God called me up during a time of worship. I was completely engaged with the Lord. I had been praying and fasting for days, and I was worshiping him, and all of a sudden my spirit was caught up to heaven. And there, I was encompassed by the presence of God. Amazing. I saw the sight of Jesus's face, but while I was there, I had no consciousness of myself. I'm not even sure how long I was gone because it seemed like I was gone for a long, long period of time. But when I returned to self, it was a very short period of time.
Now, when you're talking about self, you're talking about your natural humanity. So did you feel like you were just kind of like in your pure spirit man sort of thing?
Yes, it was totally pure spirit man. I believe it's really what God says about being in Christ. I had no revelation of my own consciousness, no consciousness of sin, no consciousness of who I was.
Beautiful.
Only a melting of me and Jesus together. It was so profound that I actually asked him, Lord, I don't want to go back. I love my husband. I love my children, but I don't want to go back. And he said, you have to go back because you have to tell them what you experienced. And so here today, I get that opportunity to tell what I experienced because that set my life on a course of wanting to know him more, wanting to experience his love, wanting to know who he is completely because I had encountered him in that heavenly place.
It's so beautiful. So in this encounter, you were not conscious of your natural self. You were in the spirit.
Yes.
And that's what it says in Revelation. John said in chapter one, he said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. So it was like you were in the spirit, not conscious of your natural being, not conscious of sin, but conscious of the righteous presence of Jesus. And sometimes when we have spiritual encounter, heavenly encounter, there can be activities, there can be different interactions, sometimes with the angelic, sometimes with voices or sounds in heaven. But it sounds like this one in particular was all about presence.
It was. It was about his presence. It was about knowing, a knowing of who he is in a pureness. There was a pureness, there was a holiness, there was a sacredness to it. As a matter of fact, it was so sacred to me that when I returned from this place, I didn't want to even share it with anyone. I didn't want to speak. It was only my children that drew me out to even remotely share it all at that point, because it was so overwhelming to me. And I held on to that experience for quite some time, the reality of it, where it didn't even leave me. It was like I could just be there in an instant with him, even though I was present here.
Isn't that interesting, though, is that once you have a heavenly encounter, you can actually go back into it because it's in your memory bank.
Yes.
You will never forget it. It actually happened. Mm-hmm. It's in your memory bank. And so you can reflect back on it. And I find that as you reflect on it, sometimes you actually go back right into that same place, right?
Yes.
So that's really awesome. So when you were in the presence, tell us about, like, what aspects of Jesus were made alive to you as you were in his presence. And I mean, obviously there was a lot, because you didn't want to go back. You were just taken in his presence. Yes. You were content to be there for all eternity. Mm-hmm. You wanted nothing else. So can you explain to us some of what you sensed of Jesus?
You know, it was the wholeness aspect. It was the fact that for the first time in my life, I was completely whole, with no need for anything. I didn't have a need for provision, protection, acceptance. No fleshly need was there. It was the consumption of who I believe I was born to be from before the foundation of the world. Yeah. And in this one moment, I was complete. I was totally complete. And I believe that when we're in that place, that's what he's giving us, is the completeness and the wholeness of who he is, so meshed with us. It's that union in love. It was such a union in love. I fell so in love with him that I didn't want to leave where I was at, regardless of all of the human relationships and covenants that I was in, in those relationships with my husband and my children.
Wow. I mean, he trumps it all, doesn't
he? He does.
But I love what you shared about how in his presence, you discovered yourself.
Yes.
The reality of who you were was discovered by being in his glory, by being in his presence. And when I'm mentoring people, I have an online mentoring program called the A-Team, and I love it. Mm-hmm. And my goal and my passion is to see believers so established in their core with who they are in Christ, that no matter what they put their hand to, they will prosper. And no matter what comes against them, they will not be shaken, right? And it's like one encounter in the glory can establish a person in that place of knowing who they are, being so unshakable, you never forget it.
That's right.
You know, I've had encounters in the Lord the same, where you just are in his presence and he reveals to you who you are. Just a few days old in the Lord, the Lord gave me, I was just 3 days old in the Lord, and I had an encounter with the Father. I've never forgotten it. And he showed me in that encounter that I was this little girl. I was like a little 4 or 5 year old girl. And I saw my purity, my innocence and everything. I've never forgotten it. And in the core of my being, by seeing that, that's who I've become in the spirit. Very childlike, very, you know, like, you know, the innocence of the spirit man, right? And so when you are in that heavenly encounter, like what you've described to us, you saw yourself.
Yes.
And that's who you are.
Yes.
That's how people see you, you know? So it's beautiful. And you can have encounter. I highly recommend getting Releasing Heaven, going on Dr. Candace's website and getting it, because she has keys. Every CD in this set, there's 5 CDs, and every CD shows you how you can access heaven. And in the second half of this program, we're going to give you some keys as to how you can access. So tell us about another encounter that you've had.
You know, I've had a variety of different encounters. There's one that comes frequently to me, and that is when I'm worshiping the Lord, he will show me a picture. It's really just like a dawn, like the sun rising. And when I see this in worship, I know that he wants to release heaven in an environment. And so it's as though he's saying, I've given you authority at this time to begin to release heaven into the environment that you're in.
Beautiful.
And it'll happen, you know, at various times, but you can go into worship at any moment. I mean, in an instant right
sure.
now, we can begin to worship God and release heaven right here,
right.
just in our connection with one another.
Right.
So, and then of course in the corporate body, it's beautiful. But when he takes me to that place, I know, okay, he wants to release heaven in this environment. And so I began to call out and cry out for heaven to come and be released. And he does. And he releases the angelic hosts to come, and they begin to minister to others, and healing comes, and just freedom in the spirit, where people feel like they're one with God, and they feel his everlasting love, you know?
Right. I just love it, because our partnership with heaven is the same as what Jesus mm-hmm. did, right? Mm-hmm. He said in John 5, he said, I only do the things I see my Father do. Mm-hmm. So what you're describing is so cool, because what you're doing is discerning mm-hmm. the Father's will. So when you discern that atmosphere of heaven yes. coming, you know that he wants mm-hmm. to invade the earth with the manifestation of that presence right there. So you're
yes.
partnering with him.
Yes.
It gives you the faith to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
You also shared in the room earlier about you have angelic encounters in meetings mm-hmm. as well.
Yes.
That you have a seer gift.
Mm-hmm.
So you're able to see mm-hmm. with open vision.
Yes.
And some of you will have open vision in your seer abilities. Some of you will be able to see in your mind's eye. It's all very authentic and very beautiful. One is more powerful than the other as far as its significance goes. Some ways are more dramatic than others, but even the most faintest way that you see or perceive is very, very powerful. But tell us about the angels that you see come into your meetings at your church.
Yes, truly powerful. We moved into a very large facility, and during this process, God began to show us and show me in particular when the angelic hosts were around, and he would say to me, they're greater than the numbers here. And I would begin to see like the multiplication of angels. And then we moved to our new facility, and he showed me a portal in the facility. And there's angels that will descend and ascend. They'll kind of go back and forth, and they'll fill our sanctuary during our times of worship. And people can feel their presence, and I'll see them, and I'll be like, okay, there's healing angels here right now. You know, there's angels that are worshiping the Lord right now. There's just a variety of different angels, and they'll come and they'll engage with us. And they just bring just a powerful presence of the Lord into the room, and everything shifts in our environment. And you know, we even get lighter as a church, you know,
right.
Everything, our organic mass changes, you know, we're completely different as a result of that. And so when I see that happen, then I know what God is doing in our meetings too.
Right.
You know, it's truly beautiful.
I love it. I mean, when you see a healing angel come into a meeting, you know why God sent it,
mm-hmm.
right? It's
yes.
to serve his purposes in healing, so we can learn how to partner with God and partner with the angelic to bring about the purposes of God in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Candace mentioned about portals. Some of you might wonder what a portal is. And the Bible talks about gates into heaven. For example, you can look at Genesis 28. And it talks about Jacob, where he saw the ladder going up into heaven. The Lord was at the top of the ladder, and angels were ascending and descending. Mm-hmm. And then he said, is this not the gate of heaven?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So there's this portal or opening into heaven. And Jesus opened the heavens 2,000 years ago when he came out of the waters of baptism
mm-hmm.
and the heavens mm-hmm. were open, it said, and the Father said, this is my beloved Son mm-hmm. in whom I'm well pleased. And so portals are very real, you know, and we do a whole teaching on living under an open heaven. I do that in one of my mentoring courses, help people learn how to open the portals and yes. live under the open heaven. And I love it. And of course, in our glory school, we, yes. you know, teach different posturings for that. Well, this is very, very exciting. And we want you to know that even as Candace has experienced these and way more than that, this, but these are powerful testimonies and they can be yours. Mm-hmm. God is not a respecter of persons. You know, the heavens are opened over Jesus Christ, who is in you, if you are a believer. And so you have access into this heavenly dimension. Mm-hmm. And after the break, we are actually going to go into giving you some keys as to how you can posture yourself to experience heavenly glory. Well, welcome back. You know, I just adore you. I think I have the most amazing viewership in the whole universe because all of you hungry people come to watch Everlasting Love. And you know, because the Lord loves you so much, He has invited you into this heavenly dimension to experience Him. It's because He adores you. He wants you where He is, and He's opened up everything for you. And in this segment, Candace, we're going to talk about how our people can access that heavenly realm that you've accessed. Amen. And that is so cool, because even in your very first significant encounter, the Lord told you to go share it.
Yes.
So that other people could experience it too. Yes. He just wants the whole family with Him.
He does.
So what has been your greatest key for accessing heavenly encounter?
I would have to say it's worship. When we come into the presence of the Lord and the pureness and the holiness of worship, and we lay down ourselves and our encumbrances and the things that tie us to the earthly realm, and we release that, and we just enter that place of adoring Him and lifting up His name, He takes us into the higher places.
Yeah,
it's like He calls us, just like John, come up to where I'm at. Experience the fullness of me in that place. And that's available to everyone.
Right.
You know, Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have an open gateway, an access point through Jesus.
Right.
And so all people can come and enter into that place of worship and then just keep their minds and their hearts open. I think one of the most difficult things is people will allow guilt, condemnation, fear, shame, things be put upon them that shouldn't be there, that was taken care of on the cross. And that diminishes the power, the opportunity that He's providing for us to come into His presence. He already took care of that. We don't need to be engaging with
exactly.
that in worship. We just need to enter in because it's
right.
done. And then once we're there, quickly He will usher us into that place of wholeness and completeness in Him through worship.
What I loved about your encounter that you shared in the first part of our program was that when you were in that place in the presence of God, mm-hmm. you had no awareness mm-hmm. of your natural man mm-hmm. with all, you know, with all the stuff that the natural man deals
exactly.
with. It's not even existent in that place. So if yeah. we were to spend more time in that heavenly dimension,
yes.
seeing who we really are in mm-hmm. His presence, then when we are in natural situations, we will manifest more of that heavenly life. And I love Ruth Heflin. When she was alive, she used to say, mm-hmm. Praise mm-hmm. until the spirit of worship
yes.
comes. And worship until the glory comes, and then stand in the glory, right?
Yes.
And the thing about worship that I love is that it's a complete focus on Him.
Yes.
It's like you've humbled yourself and you're adoring Him from your heart.
Yes.
When you get, he said Himself, when you humble yourself, He exalts you.
Yes.
So He brings you into that place. So definitely, worship is this place of connection mm-hmm. into God's heart and into the heavenly dimension.
Yes.
You can get lost in it, especially as you bring your focus.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just words only, but your heart is focused.
Mm-hmm.
And for sure, I find also as you can get lost.
Mm-hmm.
in worship, right?
And
lost in the glory, lost in the heavenly dimension.
Yes.
What other keys do you find helpful?
Well, praying in tongues, prayer, just entering into that place of allowing the heavenly language that God gave you to just come forth. That will help you engage much quicker with the heavenly realms, and help you understand kind of who you are in the realm of heaven, which will give you the confidence to be able to release heaven into your environment.
Beautiful.
I think a lot of it is about our confidence too.
Right.
And worship and prayer build our confidence in who we are in Him. Him, and that gives us the authority to release heaven into our environment.
I love the gift of tongues. I love it. And if you do not speak in tongues yet, I want to help you with that. And I do have a resource that will really help you, and it's called Tongues. So just go on patriciaking.com and go to the store there. And we have it in CD format. We have it in a book format, but it'll help you. In fact, most people, before they finish reading the book, they're speaking in tongues, or before they finish, you know, listening to the CD, they're speaking in tongues. Because the thing about tongues is that it edifies your spirit. Mm-hmm. So it's calling forth your spiritual nature into its place and connects you to the God realm.
Yes.
Because it bypasses the natural mind. It bypasses your natural understanding. It connects you direct to the spirit. Mm-hmm. And it says in 1 Corinthians 14, it says that when you pray in tongues, you're actually declaring mysteries. You're actually proclaiming mysteries, kingdom mysteries.
Yes.
So you're totally releasing a divine intelligence or a connection into that realm. And I find that if I spend, let's say, even an extended hour or something praying in just tongues and focusing on God and praying in tongues, that it's like the revelatory realm opens up. The heavenly dimension is easier to access. So for those of you that do speak in tongues, but you haven't been using it, come on, go and get it out of the cupboard, dust it off, and put it to use, because that is a key for you to enter into divine encounter. What other tools have you found?
Reading the Word, sitting before the Lord and studying the Word, reading the Word, and allowing the revelation or the rhema to come off the page and just deposit into our spirit in such a way that we have a moment in heaven where we're changed. It's like we have a moment that goes into our memory bank that causes us to be changed. That's a release of heaven right there.
Right.
And then when we continue to operate in that realm, we're learning to release heaven on a more frequent basis. And a lot of this is about teaching ourselves the different ways to access so that we can release heaven on a frequent basis.
Right.
It should be a normal part of life,
absolutely.
Abnormal.
Yeah.
So that's another.
No, we should never be separated from that heavenly dimension. We can live in what is termed bilocation. It means being able to live in two realms at the same time. It's what Jesus did. He lived in the earthly realm, but also in the heavenly realm at the same time, simultaneously, because we're a spirit being and we're living in a natural realm. So we can do both. But when you were talking about the Word, I love it, because the Word is very powerful.
Yes.
It's powerful to read. It's powerful to meditate on. It's powerful to decree. But also, it is actually living, pulsating life. Jesus said, the words I speak to you are spirit and they are life. So you can actually enter inside the Word, because the Word is eternal. So we can let the Word come to us as we're reading it. The Spirit can quicken Word, or we can go to the Word. And I had an encounter a number of years ago where the Lord took me inside of Ephesians 1:3, where I saw all the spiritual blessings in the heavenly places.
Yes.
And I went in the Spirit and I saw all of it. It was like the Word was a place.
Yes.
It was tangible. It wasn't just print on a page.
Right.
It was real. And that's why I think that when you meditate on the Word, you connect into that multidimensional life that is in the Word. So we want to encourage you to just delve into it. Okay. Go into the Word and invite the Holy Spirit to open it up and to bring you inside of it. And get the Word inside of you. You get inside the Word. It's beautiful.
Yes.
Do you have any final key to give us as we're hungry to enter into that realm of experience and encounter in the Lord?
You know, I think we have to know first and foremost that we're spirit beings. You are a citizen of heaven, but yet you have an earthly assignment. And it's learning to have connections with heaven in such a way that you're so totally transformed in who you are that you believe you really are a heavenly citizen. And as that becomes a part of your mind, your will, your emotions, as it becomes part of your soul transformation, then you literally will walk as heaven on earth. And as the Church of Jesus Christ, each and every one of us come together corporately, we've been given the authority from from heaven to operate in the realm of heaven. I mean, the church is the highest level of authority on the planet, but we're not exercising that.
That's right.
And we're not exercising it because I think a lot of people are citizens of heaven, but they don't realize that to the depth.
Yeah.
And what we're talking about today is going to next levels of that understanding so we can be the church that God wants us to be, you know, individually as a corporate body and allow heaven to really manifest itself in this place.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Candace, thank you so much for the encouragement that you've brought to our people today. I know that you've been greatly encouraged. We just want to, really support what Candace is doing. Go to her website, find out more about her ministry. She has a whole team of mentors who can help you grow in the spirit. She has teachings available. So go to her website and find out more about that. And also, of course, you can go to patriciaking.com and find the Glory School there, teachings on the supernatural, and on my mentorship program, the A-Team. I'd love to be your mentor and help you grow in who you are in Christ and grow into and accelerate your full potential. So God bless you. And remember this above all else, that God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does. So this week, go and explore that love because it is enormous. It fills the universe. God's love for you is beyond anything that you could ever comprehend. And he wants to touch you with it big time in this season. God bless. See you next time.
This has been a production of the Awakening Podcast Network. Jennifer LeClaire is the founder and owner of APN. Our heart is to inspire people and exalt Jesus with every broadcast. We're grateful for our advertisers and supporters that make these podcasts possible.